Radio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. Until the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host.
Dear kitty, kitty, kitty. Yeah, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
My boobs are real.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Bad things happen to bad people, and good things happen to good people. Good people like me. All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I am here, and oh my God, there are things happening all everywhere. Like, everywhere you look, something is happening. Football, baseball, wrestling. I don't know where to look. I don't. I'm out of windows. I'm out of screens. I don't know what to do.
Wrestling is over, so you don't have to worry about wrestling.
I know, but now football's on there and I have baseball here. I don't know. You can follow along with us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show on Twitter, at Lindsay Ward on Twitter, at RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com. Join our chat room. Interact with us there. You know. It's an usual deal. We got football, wrestling, so much going on. It's a lot.
It's a lot, and you're going to hear the catch the ball. You're going to hear the interjection of me yelling at the TV because my football team is playing the Saints tonight, and they're probably going to lose to the Saints.
We'll see. There's a lot of time left.
There's a lot of time left, and they're only down by a touchdown, but they just played Sunday, and they had a hard-fought game on Sunday, so we'll see if they can pull this out here. But yes, you're going to be hearing the interjection of me yelling at the television.
What they need to do is throw it to Julio Jones repeatedly.
No. Freeman. Throw it to Freeman.
No.
Give the ball to Freeman. Ryan.
Julio Jones is important.
Freeman is important.
No, Julio Jones is important.
Freeman is important.
Okay, one of the two people.
They're both important. We both have them on fantasy.
Yes, and I have your kicker too, Brian. So, points.
You know, he's not getting a lot of action tonight.
No, and he was missing some last on Sunday. I was like, you son of a gun, you.
Which is weird because he's usually a sure thing.
Tell me about it. He's been really good, and now, you know, one, you know, my disaster week continued with him. Just like, God, could anything go right with that team this week? God.
No. No. But, well, we have a lot to get into as we go to commercial break on the football game. By the way, for a score update, it's 14-7 Saints. We're in the third quarter. About 12 or 13 minutes left in the third quarter. Somewhere in there. Yeah. But we have stuffs to get into tonight. Thankfully, it's not a heavy news week. Yay!
Yeah. This week is going to be not a very long show. We're throwing that out there this week because there's not a lot going on this week. But we will entertain you nonetheless. But next week, we got a lot going on, and you'll just wait for it. If you think this is a short show, we're probably going to double it next week.
Yeah. Yeah, just saying, you know, it's next week is Hell in a Cell. We've got NXT next week. We might have a guest next week.
So just bear with us. We got stuff going on. So if you know, take it for what it is. Things are happening.
Yes. Things, stuffs, places. So I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at pwmania.com and tnasylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And we have to start with what would be considered the biggest story of the week because they're all kind of about the same. And that is that WWE and ESPN have announced a partnership in which Jonathan Coachman, of all people, no irony lost there, will be doing a WWE week in review, basically, where once a week he will break down the top, I guess, quotes and other mismatched things and interview a WWE superstar. Gee, that sounds familiar. Gee, I wonder who does that. We had Seth Rollins first, I'm just saying.
Just saying. He was here. He was here. And about a year ago, a demon was here. Just saying.
Actually, a year ago, I think almost to the day.
I know.
A demon was here. Yeah.
Yeah, just about to the day, I believe, because I think he was on the 16th. Or the 15th.
It was on the 16th, yeah, because this is my anniversary week for when I started my job, so yeah.
He was on the show, but we had already spoken to it. Yeah. It's weird timing, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, it's the best week ever. I started a new job, and I got to interview Kane all in the same week. Actually, on my second or third day of work, I had to interview Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, can we just say a little crazy, but...
By the way, you really like this week. I'm just saying, things of the good nature happened to you on this week.
It's a good week.
It's a good week.
It's a lucky week, because I bought a car.
She now has a Harper.
Anyway. I has a Harper. Its name is Harper.
Anyway, back to Seth Rollins. So they're going to do the top match, the top moment, and the top one-liner of the week. He runs it down. And then interviews a WWE superstar. They talked about baseball, the Chase Utley slide, whether it was dirty or not.
Boys, calm down.
They talked about Johnny Manziel. They talked about a bunch of things. And they talked about the Demon Kane as well. On the Sports Center thing. I thought it was good. I enjoyed the 6 minutes it was, whatever it was. It was on ESPN News. It's going to be a weekly segment. It's not the most watched Sports Center, but it's exposure for WWE, and there's been some backlash, a little bit, from some people. Not that it was bad or anything, but it's, why is ESPN doing this? Why is ESPN getting involved with WWE? Because it's entertainment, dudes. Just realize this.
Because ESPN has failing ratings and they're trying to make money. That's why they're doing this, is because they need to find a way to draw a new audience in because they're oversaturated in every other market. And why not talk about wrestling? Why not cover it?
Why not cover wrestling on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock?
It fills space.
Especially on ESPN News when there's nothing really else going on, because everything else of actual importance is happening on ESPN, and usually a live sport of some sort.
Yeah, they're trying to fill content. That's what they're trying to do. And they have the connections with Coach and Grisham, honestly.
Yeah, mainly Coach. I don't think Grisham's going to be involved with any of it. But it's going to lead to something with probably heading into the bigger events. Like, Coach covered SummerSlam. He'll probably cover WrestleMania. So it's going to be one of those things. It's good for WWE. You'll get eyeballs out there. And, you know, when they have an event coming up, you know, like Hell in a Cell, it may come in handy to promote it on ESPN.
Just a bit.
Just throwing that out there for people who are wondering.
Just, you know, just a touch. But anyway, so congratulations to them as they announce their new partnership. Speaking of things being announced, Tribute to the Troops has been announced for everybody. They have given the date, which it's going to be in Jacksonville this year. And interestingly enough, it's only airing on on the USA Network, supposedly. No NBC has been stated or announced or anything like that in the press release.
Yeah, there's no NBC connection so far. They announced the 13th annual WWE Tribute to Troops event will be held on Tuesday, December 8th at the Florida's Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena for military and personnel and their families stationed at the Jacksonville Naval Air Station at Naval Station Mayport and Kings Bay Naval Submarine Base. That's a really long thing to say.
It's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it will air It will be air on the USA Network on Wednesday, December 23rd from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. No names have been announced for it, but there'll be celebrities and wrestling. I always like Tribute Troops. It's a fun show to watch.
It is a fun show to watch. They always do the most interesting thing, though. I will say they're going to have a really hard time topping the set from...
2 years ago.
2 years ago with the plane. And then also the shield coming in on the tank. I mean, God, come on.
I like that it's back at a naval base, because I don't think it was at a base last year.
It wasn't on a base, but it was down by Fort... It's not McPherson. It was here in Georgia, though.
Yeah, they did it where they taped SmackDown. So this time they're actually taping it elsewhere.
Yeah, it's actually going to be on a base, which is fun.
Yeah.
Which means we'll see lots of video of the superstars signing autographs and shooting guns and all sorts of patriotic... type activities.
Always a fun experience.
Always a fun experience. I cannot wait till they take Rusev and Lana. That will be awkward as all hell.
By the way, since we didn't put this in a rundown because it was news. Congratulations to Rusev and Lana.
Yeah, congratulations to Rusev and Lana. I guess that's another huge story this week. They got engaged and completely, totally botched a storyline, which Vince is pissed.
Yeah, Vince is not happy about it. Just because they've been investing in the storyline and they had to prematurely end the story somewhat.
It was going anywhere.
I wanted it to go to an actual wedding, because we love our wrestling weddings.
Dude, do Lana and Rusev. Oh, that's... Just do it. Just do the wrestling wedding. Just do the thing.
Oh my God, the Rusev-Lana wedding. Oh my God,
Just do it.
I'm with you.
So congratulations to Rusev and Lana. May you live in wedded bliss. But yeah, I'm honestly really kind of happy that storyline is over, because that storyline was awful.
Yeah, it wasn't going anyway.
Everybody involved deserves so much better.
But here's the thing. It was cursed, the storyline, to begin with. Rusev got hurt. Lana got hurt. Ziggler had to do a movie. The only one who stayed upright was Summer.
Yeah, that was the stupid thing. It was like after Rusev got hurt, they kept it going, and then they pulled Ziggler out to do the movie. It's like, why would you pull Ziggler out in the middle of the storyline to do the movie? That's so stupid. And we ask this every September, because that's what happens every September is somebody goes out to do a movie.
Well, you know, when the movie set calls, you go running.
I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it was stupid. But thankfully, it's over.
We hope.
We hope. We pray. Please, God. Speaking of movies, Josh Gad, a.k.a. the voice of Olaf from Frozen, has signed on to pen the screenplay and I believe also the script for a WWE film about Gorgeous George Wagner. Say that three times fast.
Gorgeous George Wagner, Gorgeous George Wagner, Gorgeous George Wagner.
I hate you.
I speak English, yeah, today.
I would say I'm drunk, but I'm not. I'm completely sober. Completely sober. Because I do actually drink on show nights occasionally.
Occasionally. But yeah, that's cool. Should be an interesting film. Because they acquired the rights to it a few years ago, so they finally settled on a writer to write the film. And, you know, this one has some... a name behind him, so that's pretty cool.
I've never actually seen his writing prowess. I know he was in Frozen, obviously. I know he was in Book of Mormon. He's done some other things, so I would be curious to see what he can do as a writer, but I know as a performer, he's a lot of fun. So we'll have to see what he can do.
We'll have to see, yeah.
And, well, speaking of what he can do, or what she can do, we're not going to see what Devon Taylor can do, because it was also announced that Devon Taylor has been released.
That was surprising.
That was surprising. But then again, they seem to have an overabundance of announcers and backstage commentators and everything else, and she was kind of there.
I know, she also was also wrestling on some of the weekend house shows for them, so maybe her ring prowess wasn't improving, so maybe that's why.
Possibly.
I'm not sure, but we'll never get the payoff of the padding head gimmick.
Yeah, I just wanted her to backhand Dana Brooke once. Just once. I wanted it once.
That's it. That's all you wanted.
Although I think Asuka got Dana Brooke for everybody, so...
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, because bless Asuka. Bless her so much.
Right.
Also, doing other things, because I have a really awkward transition for this. Sami Zayn will be appearing at Evolve, I believe, this next weekend or this weekend.
This is kind of a big deal. He's going to be appearing at the Evolve shows on Saturday. Either Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Whatever, the two shows. He will not be on the iPay-per-views, but he'll be doing an autograph signing appearing in front of the live crowd. And this is sort of starting a sort of partnership with Evolve and WWE. It was on their website today that, you know, here are five Evolve superstars that, you know, NXT could take a look at, which was interesting because you never see the sort of WWE promoting another company like that.
Right.
So, and Hunter's been very, very complimentary of Evolve, especially on the conference call a couple weeks ago. And there's something, basically WWE wants to use Evolve as a feeder system to NXT. So if you want WWE to look at you, you go to Evolve. And that's sort of how the process will start to work. There's no, official deal in the works or signed yet. But the relationship is building between both companies. And I think that's kind of a cool thing for WWE to have somewhere to scout talent without having them go all over the country to find them. They can go to Evolve and you just work your way up the system.
Yeah, but I think there is something to be said to going all over the country and going all over the world because...
Oh, I think they still want people to do that, but it's instead of don't go to Ring of Honor, don't go to TNA, go to Evolve. I think that's the idea.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the idea. I mean, they want NXT to be the brand everybody wants to go to, and they're probably going to do the same thing for Evolve, where they filter that in, and it's more the people that are starting out, that it's, hey, go to Evolve, and then work your way up to NXT, and from NXT, make it to the main roster. So they're trying to build a whole farm system for WWE, where it's, because, you know, they have 70 or so people at the Performance Center training. Only the ones that are essentially ready to go make it onto NXT TV. And if anything else, Evolve just gives the people that don't make it on TV or don't even make it on the house shows another chance to work and improve and get in front of a crowd and have that experience.
Right. And more places for people to work is great. Yeah. So they just don't want people, if you want to come to WWE, they don't want you on national TV first. That's the idea. So yeah. Go to Evolve and work. If you want to get more exposure, go to Evolve instead of going to a Ring of Honor. If your main goal is WWE, that's the idea behind this. Sami Zayn going back to working with Gabe Sapolsky for a weekend. That should be a hell of a lot of fun for Sami, even though he's still out hurt. Because Gabe and Sami go back a ways.
Oh yeah. Gabe and Sami go back a long ways. Yes. And, well, have some tweets from Gabe later. That should be fun.
Spoiler or teaser, whatever you want to call it.
Teaser. Technically they're about Gabe.
Hashtag teaser. By the way, 17-7. Come on, Falcons. Show up. Rise up, Falcons. Rise up.
They're tired. They need a nap. But it's the Saints. Y'all, the Saints suck. You can beat the Saints.
The Eagles beat the Saints.
And we beat the Eagles.
Yeah, you didn't need to mention that. Okay, you didn't need to mention that. I'm just saying, you guys should beat... If you beat us, you should beat them. And you're losing to them, so what does it say about you?
They're tired, they need a nap.
At least it's not the Cowboys.
At least it's not the Cowboys, who we also beat. We may go to 5-1! But damn it, we beat the Eagles and the Cowboys. Speaking of NXT, another announcement as we go back to wrestling. Segways. It's a journey with us as we do this show. Because tangents. Tangents!
What? Anyway.
What? Us stay on topic? Never. Never happens. It was announced that WWE is considering launching a kids series entitled NXT Kids. Should be noted that the inspiration for this, or the believed inspiration for this, is actually Bayley's number one fan, Izzy. And it's not a coincidence that she has been front row at so many NXT events.
Well, she always was, but that she's always in the video packages mainly.
Yeah, that they're basically using her as a inspiration for the show and also as a way to potentially help sell the show, is they want to sell it to kids like Izzy, and they're saying these kids are out there.
Yeah, they've been putting a casting call out notice for NXT pilot aimed at children. The casting call is looking for children between the ages of 7 and 14. They're looking for the children will serve as announcers, backstage interviewers, and presenters. The kids must be good talkers, have high energy, be quick on their feet, and have an understanding and familiarity with the WWE.
I'm 5'2". Can I count as a kid?
No. You had to be under 5 foot, probably. Can you shrink? Can you shrink?
I cannot shrink. No.
Then you cannot. You're a little bit older than 14.
Damn it.
I know.
Curses foiled again.
Foiled. Damn you.
There goes that interview with WWE.
I could make a comment, but we're going to move on. Move on. Just move on.
So, last but certainly not least, because Taker, 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 oh my god, it's Taker! He's doing another appearance! My god, he's getting out of the house quite a lot lately. Not only is he doing Hell in a Cell, but the Saturday before Hell in a Cell, The Undertaker will be appearing at Wizard World in Tulsa, where he will be signing autographs with some very lucky fans. So, interesting that he is getting up out of the house. He's going to sign autographs. He's going to die in Hell in a Cell with Brock Lesnar. And he wants to work more dates. We should probably note that. Did we talk about that?
Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my god, it's Taker.
There it is.
There it is. Yes, we talked about it last week.
Taker wants to work more dates. Taker wants to get out of the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 And now he's doing Wizard World. Would not be surprised if Tulsa is not the last Wizard World date he does. I would expect that he does more.
Hey, they're coming to Atlanta.
They are coming to... Damn it! That's how we're getting the Taker interview. That's how we're going to do it.
She's going to stalk the Undertaker.
We're booking it through Wizard World, damn it.
She's going to stalk the Undertaker at an airport.
Been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
I know.
Twice.
I know. Wasn't going to bring...
Playing with him?
I wasn't going to mention these things.
I'm not ashamed of it.
I know you weren't. Anyway. He's getting out of the house. He's going to Oklahoma. And then he's flying to Los Angeles. He's going to be flying all over the place because he's in Mexico tomorrow.
He is in Mexico tomorrow. Damn it. Okay. Anybody in this, the sound of my voice that is going to the Mexico show that understands English, qualifying this. Just because I'm saying it doesn't mean someone knows what I'm saying. I'm just sitting here making these squeaky noises. Can't take me anywhere, y'all. You can't take me anywhere. Get video of Kane and Taker versus the Wyatts. Somebody, and it's mainly Kane and Taker. I know what's going to happen Monday, but I want video of this. I need video of this because honestly, I need Taker to meet Uber Perky Kane. I need this to happen in my life. This would make my month. I just want Taker's just absolute pure look of terror when it's like, what is wrong with you, child? Where Kane's like, hi, Taker! It's been so long! Oh my gosh, you want some coffee? Because as I figured out, Kane is doing Bo Dallas.
So would he get the Undertaker the world's greatest brother mug?
Oh my god, he should. He totally should. And Taker just is like, what?
What's going on here? What?
What? I go away for 6 3 weeks. Months and this is what happens. I cannot leave you anywhere.
Clearly not.
Clearly not. Incidentally, we're talking about Taker later. But hence the Taker mentions. But yes, if you're in the sound of my voice, get video and send it to media@wildtalkradio.com.
Or tweet us at wildtalkradio, at Rock Radio Show, or at Lynn's Ward.
Yes, please. Please do.
But that, I say we go to break.
I say we go to break. So when we come back, because I'm in a weird mood, y'all.
Football.
We're talking NXT and probably more footballs because the game is still on. Somehow the Saints got the ball back again. Atlanta keeps turning it over. And we have about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter with New Orleans up 17-7.
It's so
and it
hot.
Looks like they're getting ready to score again. Defense, y'all. Defense.
Defense. Defense.
Is that guy bleeding on his butt? Well, you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. We will be right back. There's only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA.
And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And that music means one thing. We are talking NXT. Yay! And just to give everybody a score update on the football game, because the Saints scored as we went to break, it's now 24-7 the Saints. Atlanta, anytime you want to show up, that'd be awesome. Just, you know, come out of the locker room and make this a game whenever you're ready. But anyway, NXT!
Bailey. Match of the year!
last week at NXT TakeOver Respect, NXT made history. And I'm not just talking about the match I had with Sasha Banks. I mean the whole pay-per-view. It was about respect. From the Dusty Rhodes Classic Tournament, he had a huge part in Sasha Banks and myself, and he is a huge reason why we were where we were last week. Being in the main event is something that I've dreamt about since I was a kid, and the same goes for Sasha Banks. And we... started something special and we started something real. We started a whole new level of the Divas Revolution.
Women's wrestling. Women's wrestling. Women's wrestling.
Exactly. We want women's wrestling to be respected. The NXT Women's Division looks like the future has been validated. Bailey. Bailey, what you accomplished last week? What you accomplished last week? Was incredible. I was in total awe. And nobody deserves to be champ more than you do right now. And that's really all I had. I know you've had a crazy week, but I just want to come out and tell you that you truly are an incredible champion. And that you're right. The future for the women of NXT really has no limit. And I'm so excited to share that with you. Tear one more time for Bailey. Sharing this. See, I'm not like you, Bailey. I didn't write letters to myself when I was 10 years old. But I want this too. See, Bailey, people like you aren't meant to be this. And it's gonna be a lot easier when I take this from you. For real.
For real.
Evil Sparkle Fairy versus Bailey.
Sign me up. Take my money.
Sign me up.
Can't wait for it.
Yes. Because we're sitting here and we're watching. And she's like, you're awesome, Bailey. I love you, Bailey. And it's like, wait for it. Wait for it.
There it is.
And then she takes the title and it's like, there it is. There it is.
This was a great opening to the show.
Fantastic opening. It's, you have to find that next really strong heel for Bailey.
And Alexa is really good at being a heel.
Oh my god, she's awesome.
She's got the sass working.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this. This is going to be awesome.
There you go. We then had a promo where Joey has Finn for title shot. Regal then makes Battle Royal. Joe is like, I don't need to win a Battle Royal. I'm undefeated. I should get title shot. Regal's like, no, you in Battle Royal. Then winner get title shot.
Although, you could tell when they shot that because you heard the Sasha's Ratchet chant.
Oh yeah, that was taped right after, they said it was filmed last week, yeah.
Oh, I know, but it's like, you could tell what was on.
It was right
and
after,
they did it.
It was right after the match. During the main event, yeah.
You could tell.
They're all like, can we get this over with? Because we want to go watch the match.
Right? It's like we want to go watch the thing. Can we go watch the thing?
Let's get this done in one take. I figured they were going with Joe and Finn, not going for a battle royal, but no, they go for a battle royal, which we'll talk about in a minute. We had various interviews with wrestlers hyping the battle royal. We had the Vaudevillains taking on Dawkins and Fulton.
Solid match.
Dawkins and Fulton worked over English for a while. English made a hot tag to Gotch. He ran wild on Dawkins. They hit the Whirling Dervish for the win.
Yay, Vaudevillains win.
We had a promo with Dash and Dawson. They did some math. They said they were the number one contenders and even the rightful owners of the tag team titles.
I've been waiting for them to bring up that they were the number one contenders because they beat the Vaudevillains.
Yeah, which they finally did. But they did math, so that's how they got there. They also mocked Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, they did. Oh, somebody's going to get offsides. Maybe.
Yeah, offsides on defense.
Yeah. Did they call the horse collar?
No. Oh, I guess they did. Anyway, we then had the video we talked about earlier where we were with Asuka checking on Dana and she started patting her on the head. It was awesome.
And Emma's like, just move along. Move along. Nobody's got to get hurt here. Move along. And Dana's like laying there and he's like, Asuka, I beat Asuka.
Right? I beat Asuka. And Emma's trying to go like, no, you really didn't.
No, you didn't. You tried really hard.
But you came up short.
Oh, I didn't try.
Damn it, Julio. Supposed to catch.
See, when they gave the ball to Freddy, you know, or they gave the ball to Freeman, it was fine.
God. Evie versus Nia Jax, go.
I beat him in fantasy, too. My team's greater than his.
My God. Just gonna sit here and watch the football game once you talk about this thing.
Oh my God, Nia Jax! I know everybody's probably gonna hate on it. I am in love with this. First of all, Evie is adorable.
Yes.
She is so damn cute.
She's from New Zealand.
She is from New Zealand. When Bailey goes up, they have found the one to assume the cute one. The cute role. Just Evie. Yes. Adorable. She died so well for this.
Yes. One thing I'll say, and I'll let you continue. I was not sold on Nia Jax's music.
No. It's my one criticism. I wasn't sold on the gear and I wasn't sold on the music, but I was sold on Nia Jax. I love that she walked out in all her fake glory because it makes me so happy to see that they have a heavier diva. And I know everybody's going to roll their eyes at it, but it's like, you don't understand. I'm not itty bitty and I'm not huge, but it's like to see a diva that is not pencil thin is amazing to me. It's awesome.
It's a refreshing change of pace for you.
Yeah, it's a refreshing change of pace because it's like, oh my God, you know, she's out there. She's not being mocked for her weight. She's not being made a joke of. She's being taken seriously. And honestly, when was the last time you saw a diva utilize a bear hug like that?
Kong?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Yeah.
But Nia looked good in her debut.
She moved a lot better than I thought she would.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I thought she'd be a little bit slower, but she wasn't. She moved around pretty well, better than I've seen Havoc move in a long time. And Kong's back is shot, so she can't really move around much. My only thing with Nia Jax is I was expecting darker.
Yeah, it's like the promos made her seem much more mysterious, much darker. And you kind of expected that when she came out, and I would have liked to have seen that when she came out, at least on the initial debut. But they just had this really weird music. Run! Run! Yes! Touchdown! And it was Freeman! Yes! Fantasy points. Woo-hoo. Anyway, sorry.
I got nothing to add on that. Just keep going.
Freeman scored a touchdown.
Hey, that's great, because Matt Ryan didn't throw it to him, so that was perfect, because the other guy I'm playing has Matt Ryan as the quarterback, so anytime he does not throw a touchdown, that's not to Julio Jones, is perfect.
Oh, your kicker's up.
I know, he made it. Like,
how are you ahead of me, and it's TV?
Like 3 seconds ahead of you.
God. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Are you over?
He makes it as he kicks the ball. Spoilers.
Like when they got the touchdown, I already seen the touchdown.
You're just waiting for it.
I was.
And the obnoxiousness of it. But anyway, wrestling. Back to wrestling, because we're a wrestling show. We're a serious wrestling show.
Totally tonight.
I'm in a weird mood.
And her weird mood rubs off on me, so we're both weird tonight.
But, yeah, I expected something darker for Nia. I would have liked to have seen something darker, something a little bit more creepy, because she's obviously playing that monster character where it's, she's just going to come out and she's going to be unstoppable. And I would have liked to have seen that. Like, she had a whole look, I think, when she debuted on the house shows, where she was in, like, all black and it was leather and...
She was more looking like Havoc.
Yeah, and what she came out in was, it was like a jumpsuit, it was kind of weird looking, like, she had this weird music, and it's like, no, I want her to come out and just be a badass. And then I want her to find Tamina, and I want them to just kill everybody. For the win.
For the win. There was Impressive Bearhug. She planted her with some sort of move. I don't forget the name of it. Nia Jax win. Solid debut.
Solid debut. I mean, obviously you can tell that she did not get the same special debut that Kana did.
No.
But I think their whole point is to build her long term, as opposed to Kana, who's potentially going up sooner rather than later if she's going to go up. Obviously you can tell that the people that are not meant to be there long get a more impactful debut. What the hell are you doing to him on the sidelines?
Stretching.
Is that what they call it these days?
That's what they call it these days, yes. Stretching.
I want to see somebody hit that little flyover camera with a ball.
You know, that's the thing. That's the legacy of the XFL, that camera. You remember that, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. I remember that. That's the legacy of that camera and the one that goes the length of the field and the one that goes the width of the field. Yeah, the flyover cameras. Yeah. That is the legacy of the XFL. They came up with that. The NFL didn't. Half the camera angles that the NFL uses are because of the XFL.
I still go back and go, this is the XFL. It was great. I love the XFL.
I miss the XFL. It actually was not that bad.
There were some horrible games, but the concepts were fun.
It was something different.
It was.
It was something different, man. That I'm sure Vince wishes he never did.
He hate me.
Yeah. One of the decisions being they can put whatever they want on the back of their jerseys.
Yeah.
Hence, he hate me.
Still remember he hate me to this day. And his real name was, what, Rod Smart, I think it was?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, back to wrestling. We covered the Nia Jax. There were more promos about the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Marie did a promo from Paris saying she was taking some me time and we would be back soon.
You know, honestly, what was the point of this? If I have a complaint about the show, it is this promo. What was the point of this promo?
I can tell you. Since everyone on the internet was making a big fuss, Eva Marie is missing the tapings. Eva Marie is missing the tapings. Oh my god, Eva Marie is missing the tapings. They probably said, Eva, film a video. We're going to splice it into the show.
Honestly, I wouldn't have even acknowledged it. I would have had her come back and do it live and be like, I needed to go to Paris and take some me time because it's been such a girly match, because literally you could have taken that video out and the show would have been fine without it.
Oh, it didn't add anything or take anything away from it. It was a video.
And you could have had her act better, too. Because she's just like, yeah. Because she came across very, like, flat and just, eh.
Are you saying she came off very Eva Marie?
Yeah!
Wow. Oh, man. Anyway, we have the Battle Royal for the number one contendership. This Battle Royal featured Baron Corbin, Apollo Crews, Samoa Joe, Tyler Breeze, Rhino, Buddy Murphy, Wesley Blake, Mojo Rawley, Zack Ryder, Woo, Danny Burch, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Colin Cassidy, Enzo Amore, who was wearing polka dots, by the way, Ty Dillinger, Dash Wilder, Scott Dawson, Bull Dempsey, Bullfit, Elias Simpson, and Steve Cutler.
Why was Zack Ryder in this?
Because he's a hype bro.
Why was Zack Ryder in this?
Because he's a hype bro.
He's not an NXT superstar. He's a main event wrestler superstar. Why was he in this?
He's sometimes NXT superstar. He's in an NXT tag team. He's an NXT tag team wrestler and a main roster chopper.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
The first man eliminated was Steve Cutler. The final four were Baron Corbin, Tyler Breeze, Samoa Joe, and Apollo Crews. Joe eliminated Breeze, and then Breeze helped Corbin eliminate Joe from the outside. So it looks like we're getting Joe and Breeze as a feud.
I'm in for that.
So it came down to Corbin and Crews. They went back and forth for a while. And eventually Crews eliminated Corbin. So your new number one contender, Apollo Crews.
Interesting they're going for this right away.
I'm surprised that they're going this fast to it. I honestly thought we were getting Joe and Balor.
I think they're saving that for Mania.
I think so.
Because I don't think Balor's going to go up before Mania.
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to do, that's either going to be the Rumble weekend or the Mania weekend match. And I think they're going to build to Joe getting frustrated, not getting the title shot. And he may go heel, or Balor may go heel.
I would turn Joe heel, honestly. I would keep Balor face. He's a better face. Because, honestly, can you see that cinnamon roll as a heel?
Apparently he's been a very good heel everywhere else.
Oh, I'm sure he has been, but it's like, it's Finn.
It's Finn.
It's Finn.
Yeah, with his entrance, he's going to come in as a face anyhow.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So, and honestly, I'd rather see Joe as the heel. But, yeah. Again, interesting that they're going for Apollo Crews here.
Mm-hmm.
This early.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how this goes.
It could be something where Apollo Crews may be a fast track to the main roster.
Ooh, you know,
ooh, that didn't look good.
Jeez, that's bad for Breeze's neck, and I have him in fantasy. Crap.
So anyway.
Dang it!
He's still up. He's still moving. We're good.
He just got his neck stretched.
Yeah. A butt massage on the neck. That's what it was.
Because that's what everybody wants. 300-pound man's butt on your neck. Feels so good. So anyway, that is this week's NXT in the books. I say we take our second and final break of the evening.
Before we do. A score update. It's 3-2 Mets over the Dodgers. I know one listener out there named TJ Omega is very, very interested in tonight's outcome. So we just had to give him the score update when he listens to the show.
And it's 24-14 Saints. With about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, with a flag being thrown on the play, probably for grabbing the face mask. So we'll let you chew on that as we go to the break. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what'd you pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? It's gonna be great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Of course. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to change the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, that was way off there.
Insult of the year, sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong off them? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my guns?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I think
something disconnected from my brain. Hank taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burr, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
As I lay me down to sleep, lay me down, I pray my soul is mine to keep my soul. And never step outside this bed, never into all the evil.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Funny thing about that intro as we come back, that was the very first wrestling pay-per-view I think I ever watched. It was Taker's Return. And it was the first time I ever saw The Undertaker. Because the guy I was dating at the time had to explain to me who he was. I just started watching then, so fun fact about that. But now I say we do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Anna Kendrick, night 3 of calling in for jury duty. Thought I was off the hook, but I've got a date with Justice, and the bitch wants an early morning tryst. More Anna Kendrick. Oh, pretty much all of these are Anna Kendrick. Lunch break. I haven't been selected yet. Think my favorite thing so far is the overriding feeling that I'm about to get yelled at. Holy shit, got called. But as we were walking to the courtroom, they settled the case, which I didn't know was a thing. Late night photo shoot, cause jury duty or not, mama still gotta get shit done. Hashtag glamour. Beer and ice cream dinner. Cause I had a long day, damn it. Get that judgment out of your eyes. I love Anna Kendrick. She's so amazing. Somebody tweets, Kevin Owens. Commentate D's nuts, to which he replies, small and unimpressive, duck. Kevin Owens, landed in St. Louis 10 minutes ago. You can tell this is Randy Orton's hometown by the fact that I've already been RKO'd by strangers four times. Just got to my hotel, got hit with two more RKO's along the way, one from the shuttle driver and one from the front desk clerk. KO and STL. Room service guy just tried to RKO me. I pushed him off, but he ducked my line and power slammed me. I quickly retreated to the room. Ryback, just got off the phone with Miss Cleo. She said she sees a meat hook and a shell shock in WWE St. Louis tonight. To which Kevin Owens replies, wow, you actually found something even more ridiculous to believe in than that stupid book. Good job! And finally, Anna Kendrick. Dear Postmates delivery man, two spoons? It's cute how you thought that both those ice creams were not for me, idiot.
So, the big guy. Miss Cleo just called the big guy back and passes along to Fight Owens Fight. It's a picture of the Lean Pockets and the secret. Fight Owens Fight goes, so you bought a Lean Pocket to eat while you read your dumb book? Cool. Thanks for sharing. Good tweet. So, this whole thing starts. Josh Matthews just bursted out laughing thinking about Rockstar Spud versus Grado Wrestling from World Title Series. Spud got the 3 points, but that was fun. EC3 responded, it sucked. That's where we go for the tweets. Rockstar Spud tweeted, how's your winning streak? Belt/belt/life. Number one, still intact. Two, stolen. Great, because I'm not you. Rockstar Spud replied, technically not. Number one, three-way, regardless who was pinned, you didn't win. Two, you had a draw on Wednesday. Three, you still have a shitty nose.
Wait, you're not going to call a horse collar on that? Seriously, he grabbed him by the back of the neck.
No, it wasn't a horse collar. He didn't reach underneath. It's only when you actually reach underneath. The fake ESPN. Halftime. Patriots 13. Cowboys Junior Varsity 3.
Ouch.
Fake ESPN. 48-year-old Troy Aikman greater than Brandon Whedon. Bob Turner Jr. Case Utley suspended for 2 games, and if he does it again, he gets sent back to the Phillies without any dinner. WWE tweeted, Fight Owens Fight takes his Twitter war with Ryback into the ring in WWE Bloomington. You mean Twitter massacre, right? Pretty one-sided, said Kevin Owens. Keep it 5-star. Did Undertaker grow all of his hair back in 2 months, or is the WWE graphic team just trying to not hurt the Undertaker's feelings? They're trying not to hurt his feelings.
They're really trying not to hurt his feelings.
Yeah. ProWrestling.net. Blood on Raw? No black and white footage instead? I am scarred for life. Keep it 5-star. Dolph Ziggler's heart is broken, so he decided just to go full Shawn Michaels tonight during the U.S. Open Challenge. He did. Keep it 5-star. John Cena wins the U.S. Open Challenge against Dolph Ziggler. No way Nikki Bella choosing Dolph Ziggler now. She never was going to, but it would be nice if she did. They have so much great chemistry. Check out the Rack Extra. We talk all about it.
They do. They really, really do.
Fake ESPN. Steve Bartman is 1 win closer to being released from a cage in someone's basement. 3-man booth. Roman, work the lower body. Superman punch in the knee. Tempest kick him in the hip. Learn a submission. Hashtag Raw. 3-man booth. You know, we're starting to think that Corporate Kane and Demon Kane are working together. Hashtag Raw.
You think?
You think? 3-man booth. All things considered, Corporate Kane put together a pretty good Raw. Sure, he put himself in the main event. Wouldn't you? Yeah. ProWrestling.net. Hillary Clinton just took credit for starting the WWE's Divas Revolution. Hashtag Dem Debate. ProWrestling.net. The Dem Debate needs a mid-show live elimination. Jim Webb, the tribe has spoken. Tweet of the week.
Nice. Well, speaking of The Undertaker.
Yes, what about The Undertaker?
We can't talk about the match as of yet, because it's not the preview week for Hell in a Cell.
Which is next week, by the way.
We're going to break it down for you. But we can talk a little bit about The Undertaker, because this is something that at least I know I've been feeling, and I think Rock's been feeling it too. I think a lot of people have been feeling it, where it seems like Taker's kind of lost his mojo a little bit. And I say that in the sense that it seems like he's not as special.
He didn't lose his Raleigh. No. He actually lost his special. Stay hyped, everybody. Stay hyped. Getting the death look now. Just tying Undertaker with Mojo Raleigh. Yeah, he's just... there's something about his return in the last year where it's, since the thing happened, he just isn't the same Taker. While it's been cool to see him, the aura of the Undertaker is just not there like it used to be.
Well, if you think about it, the way that they always built the Undertaker, at least for the last few years, was it was all about the streak.
Right.
And that's what they really made him, especially when he only started showing up once a year, when he was still active. The streak was there, it wasn't as important, and so it was always built around the Undertaker going to WrestleMania and being at WrestleMania, and since he's now become a featured performer, it's all about the streak, because they don't have, I guess, the willpower to come up with a unique storyline for him every year, where it's like, okay, well, he'll just face this person and they'll go for the streak and that'll be the story. And it's worked. They came up with the unique one for the end of the era match, where it's like, you know, it just was not about the streak. It was Hunter and Shawn deciding it was time for Taker to go, and Taker didn't want to go. But, you know, it's something of when your main story is the Undertaker is looking for revenge, when your main story is the Undertaker is there to defend his streak, and you have him lose, and there's no follow-up for a year.
18 months.
18 months, really, on the Undertaker's side of things. It takes a lot out of it, especially out of the character, because if you've been a WWE fan for any length of time in Taker's tenure, Taker's not the nicest of men. He's kind of an asshole, and I say that in the most loving way possible, but he's really kind of very vindictive. And when somebody would take something like the streak away from him, and it's really all he has at this point in his career, which is kind of sad, you would think that you would write the character to do something. Like, I understand that he got hurt by Brock after the streak, that he was in the hospital, he had a severe concussion, and he had it for months. But you literally had Paul Heyman ad nauseum for what?
Months.
Months. At least 3 to 5 months.
My client Brock Lesnar conquered the Undertaker's winning streak at WrestleMania. My client Brock Lesnar conquered the Undertaker's winning streak at WrestleMania. He would turn it into puns and jokes and everything. He would make it work, and he would do it repeatedly with Cesaro, with Brock Lesnar. Repeatedly, my client Brock Lesnar ended the Undertaker's winning streak at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm the one behind the one, and 21-1, and so on and so forth. And it's like that went on and on and on and on and on for months, and there was no response from Taker. None. Absolutely none. Just nothing happened. It's like Taker is just gone, and you never did anything about it. And then it's like this year for Mania, you did Taker versus Bray Wyatt, which it's like, okay, this could be really cool. This has potential. You know, you would think that Taker would want to do something about his streak, but nobody wanted to see Taker versus Brock too.
No.
At least at that point.
At least at that point. And you figured, okay, he's come back, he's fought Bray Wyatt, he's moved on. He's moved on from the streak. That's fine. If you just left it at that, it would have been great. He would have been fine. Just move on.
Well, no, because what I was getting at is, like, you have him come back against Bray Wyatt. You had him show up at Mania.
Right.
There was no
build.
There was no build on Taker's side. It was all done by Bray Wyatt, and Bray Wyatt did a phenomenal job with that, considering the fact he was doing a one-sided feud. And I have my issues with what they did on that. That is a topic for another time. I'm not going to get into it, but it's like they made the big deal about this is Taker's first appearance since losing to Brock Lesnar. You never had Taker address it when he was facing Bray Wyatt. You never had him. It's like all you had to do is have him say, streaks were meant to be broken. It's time to move on.
Right. And my point was if he shows up at WrestleMania, faces Bray Wyatt, and has moved on, fine. But then he's seeking revenge.
Yeah, and which is fine. But it's, you never had him address it. You never had him say anything. You never even had him show up. You did one thing with him and Bray Wyatt where you basically had Taker accept the match, and that was it. And the rest of it was all Bray Wyatt. And then Taker shows up at Mania. Taker does his thing. He looks all right. He's moving okay. You know, he looked decent. It was not the best match. Bray was hurt. He was trying to carry the match, but they both got through it. And for what it was good. And then Taker leaves again, and Taker's gone. And it's like, there's no addressing of the streak. There's no, recovering Bray Wyatt after he loses to The Undertaker. Bray Wyatt then drifts until they find him something to do, which again, they're topic for another time. And then we get to SummerSlam, we get to Battleground.
Yes.
Where Taker screws Brock. And now The Undertaker has decided, 18 months later, to come for his revenge against Brock Lesnar. When in all that time, in the previous 18 months, he never decides to do it. It's like, okay, all right, that's interesting. But it fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're writing Taker as the heel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what part of this is you're trying to write Taker as a heel. And it's like, Taker's coming for revenge. He's coming for revenge against something that Brock has.
And they're writing him as a heel. They're writing him as a cowardly heel.
Yeah, and it's like, it's The Undertaker.
If he's going to be heel, let him be evil.
Yeah, seriously. Don't write him as a cowardly heel. It's like, okay, he kicked Brock in the manly area. Which, you know what? Okay, fine.
One's fine.
Every other time, okay, dude, you're the freaking Undertaker. You can, strike him down with lightning before, you kick him in the manly parts.
He's the cowardly lion right now, showing no heart.
And it's like, I don't know, it just feels off. It doesn't feel right. And it's like, it just feels like Taker isn't Taker anymore. And maybe it's because he's so disjointed. Maybe it's because it's just like, I think for me, it goes back to watching the match with the streak and watching him in that match and just seeing how feeble he looked.
And he still hasn't recovered from that.
No, he hasn't. I mean, you have Brock Lesnar go out there and absolutely destroy him. And it's something of anytime he faces Brock, it's like...
There are moments where Taker looks like Taker, but there are a lot of moments where he doesn't.
Yeah. Especially against someone like Brock, who is in, peak physical condition. There's nothing wrong with Brock. He's
Brock Lesnar.
He's Brock Lesnar. He's the beast. It's like, there's nothing you can do about that. So it's like, you put him up against Taker, who's 49 years old, has had a, probably close to 30-year career at this point, and has done a lot of stuff in his career that, has limited him physically. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. I mean, we've known Taker's had physical problems for years.
But he was able to hide them for a while.
He was able to hide them for a really long time, and it seems like every year that he comes back, he just gets more feeble, which, time marches on.
Yeah, time is the only thing that's undefeated in life.
So it's like, eventually there's going to be a point where Taker's not going to be able to come back, and he's not going to be able to wrestle, and that's fine, but it's like, as much as I wanted to see Taker versus Bray, I don't know, it just...
here's the thing, you don't know what you're seeing from The Undertaker. He's just a guy at the moment. He tries to summon the dark side. He tries to summon his old stuff. But is he?
It's something of The Undertaker loses his way. The Undertaker loses his powers. I don't know. It's like, if you're going to do Taker, and he's only going to show up once a year, do Taker. Do the majesty, the grandeur, the magic, all of it. Do everything, in terms of him.
Mm-hmm.
And really play it up and really, really just camp it up for him, because it's like, it's Taker. We all know that he can't make flames appear and there's a industrial fog machine under the stage and none of it's real.
What?
But it's Taker.
Yeah.
We all suspend that belief for Taker. It's like Kane. We all know that it's a pyro effect on the ring post, but it's Kane. We can suspend our belief for Kane that he can make fire shoot out of the ring posts.
The problem is the person who he's feuding with won't sell The Undertaker.
No. And I think that's part of what's causing Taker to feel not like Taker, is because the person that he's going against is not afraid of him.
Bray Wyatt would sell The Undertaker.
Bray Wyatt did sell The Undertaker.
Well, yeah, he did.
Because there's that moment right before the match, right before Taker came out, where Bray is standing there trembling. Don't believe me? Go back and watch WrestleMania.
Oh, I know. He sold him.
But it's like, Brock did a good job at Battleground of Taker showing up, and he's like, oh, crap. What are you doing here?
He'll sell the fight, but he doesn't sell the magic.
Yeah, he doesn't sell the magic, he doesn't sell the character, he doesn't sell any of that, which, fine, it's Brock. But, I think it's the choice of opponent, and I think that's why they're trying to get Brock out of the way, because they realize the feud at this point is just, like, dead in the water. Hey, they got a touchdown!
How about that? And Freeman got it.
Yay! Freeman got a touchdown. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just, to me, after the streak broke, Taker has not been the same Taker.
Either you go full on with The Undertaker, or you don't do The Undertaker at all. And it seems like we see different parts of Taker, but we don't see the full Undertaker. We don't see everything.
And you could really argue that that he hasn't done the full Undertaker since before Paul Bearer passed away.
No, but with CM Punk, he was still doing The Undertaker, even though he was not in the best mindset with it. But you know what would be good? Like, since thank you to the WWE Network, they added some Raws from 2002 on the network. I was watching some of the build-up from the first Brock and Taker feud and going into the Cell the other night. And where's that? You just want to see that. The Taker that needs to be here is not the Dark Side Taker.
He needs to be the Biker Taker.
Not even Biker Taker? Yeah, Big Evil Taker.
Yeah, where it's kind of the hybrid.
Yeah.
Where
he's like, he's more human. Because after losing the streak, he became human. He's become very human. And you want to see the human side of him and see how that reacts. Because that fits right now.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to have him do the cowardly heel thing, if you're going to have him do what he's doing, I'd rather see him do it as the big evil biker, some kind of version of that Taker, rather than the Dark Side version that he's been doing. Because it's like, the Dark Side version of Taker, he's kind of untouchable, he's kind of unbreakable, and it's like, to see him like that, it's just like, no. It's just, to me, it's, if you're going to do it right. Sell it right. If you're going to write him as a heel, oh, that was a crappy kick.
That was an onside kick. That's why it was crappy.
And they got the ball, you idiots, at the 50-yard line. You idiots.
Well, they're going to kneel the ball down and be done with it.
Yeah, I know they're going to do that, but
it still hurts, I know.
It still hurts. But hey, we had to lose eventually.
Yeah, I suppose you did. But so did The Undertaker.
Yeah, and we've had the conversation about the streak, but I guess to me, it's, if you're going to do this, I would have had him come back with a different gimmick. I would have had him do it a little bit differently, but that's just me. Because there's something about the Dead Man Undertaker that it's like, that should have gone away when the streak went. Like, it's because the thing that was, it's like, it sucked when the streak ended because it was a streak and it hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But it's, the more you thought about it, it's like, okay, it's a fresh start for the Undertaker. It's, you can take the character that he was, and that character dies with the streak.
It was another chance for the Undertaker character to evolve, and we haven't seen the evolution. We've seen the de-evolution of the Undertaker character.
Yeah, it's like, you could see him evolve into something new. You could see him transform into something different. You had the chance to write a fresh set of stories with him, especially with the young and up-and-coming talent, and particularly Bray Wyatt.
Right, and you could have done the talent. You could have ridden the talent of the Undertaker's career a lot better.
But it's just, at this point, it seems like, you know, he had this marvelous career and, you know, all these magnificent moments, and now he's just kind of going out with a whimper. And it's like, you know, honestly, if I had my druthers, the streak ends, that's it. And that's not a shot at Bray Wyatt, that's not a shot at Brock Lesnar, but it's like, what's happened after the streak has just really kind of been slightly disappointing.
We've had good moments, but we haven't had the full, experience. That's the best way to put it. Moments have been good, like the brawl between Brock and Taker, great.
Oh, that was fantastic. But that was absolutely fantastic.
And The Undertaker walking by Jon Stewart, fantastic. But hasn't been the full Taker. And I think that's been missing for the last 18 months.
I would agree with that. I would completely agree with that. And it's just, it feels like he's lost his magic. I don't know if we're going to see it at Hell in a Cell. I don't know what they're going to do. But to me personally, and you can ask him, I'm a huge Taker fangirl. Huge Taker fangirl.
Wait, I didn't know this about you.
Right?
I mean, you know, after 25 years of destruction for The Undertaker, you would assume you would see more. But
yeah,
you haven't. I mean, it's 25 years of destruction. Pretty hefty career, and you want to see him go out better than this.
Yeah, it's like, I want to see him go out with a roar. I don't want to see him go out with a whimper. I want to see him destroy Brock Lesnar. I wanted to see him do more with Bray Wyatt. And whoever he faces this year at WrestleMania, I want to see him do more with that. He's open to working more dates, so obviously he wants to do more. And I think he probably would have it differently than what's happened.
Right, I think you had to wrap up the Brock thing. You had to settle it before either one could move on.
Yeah.
So let's settle it at Hell in a Cell. we'll preview next week, and then move on and put them both in different directions. By the way, Braun Strowman, please don't hurt The Undertaker. Please don't hurt The Undertaker.
Oh, it's gonna be all Harper. When Taker's in the ring, it's gonna be all Harper.
Please, Strowman, don't hurt The Undertaker. We need him for Cell, and we need him for WrestleMania.
Yeah, again, Harper's getting Taker. There's gonna be no ifs, ands, or buts about that. It's gonna be, it will be mostly Kane working. Mm-hmm. They'll let Taker in the ring. They'll let him work out his kinks. They'll let him see how he feels. But for the most part, it's gonna be Kane. Cause they know they need him for Cell.
Oh yeah.
And he's working, what, two dates, three dates in a row?
Something like that. He's working the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's gonna be all Kane. But still, get video! Get video.
That's it. I think we're done for the evening.
I think we're done too, so, well, plug away.
Did he just fumble the ball?
I think he did. And they recover the ball. Oh, God, this is just...
That's
okay,
how
turn
that,
this
that,
off.
That's
I'm just turning this off.
I'll do for another edition of the Rack Break here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Saturday night, midnight-ish, in the CB Radio, the weird, wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio Live, facebook.com/CB Radio Live. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies, and we may have one that's still hanging on, but, you know, it's going to happen. Hashtag blame Rob. CBRadioLive.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, Tim Stein, Mason Omega, a little preview, Hell in a Cell, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back on Monday night for the Raw Post Show, which will feature The Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, and maybe Austin. He doesn't know they keep promoting him, and they sort of don't promote him. Who knows?
He's not sure.
They're not sure. The website says he is. The TV says he's not. You know, it's what it is. Monday Night Raw Post Show / Rock rants about Eagles game. 11:10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we'll be back next Thursday for a very special edition of The Rock Live right here at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be talking NXT. We'll be talking Hell in a Cell and 25 years of destruction of the dead man. We'll leave it at that. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Rack Radio Show. Check out the website, rackradioshow.com. Go back and listen to all 13 episodes of The Rack Extra Total Divas. Now available. Check out all the Dragon Con stuff on rackradioshow.com. Get us on iTunes, Rack Radio Show, Stitcher, Rack Radio Show, TuneIn Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network, and Wild Talk Radio Network for Stitcher and iTunes as well.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, sidecoredesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. Also, please don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnasylum.net, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. This has been The Rack, and we will see you next week with Hell in a Cell. Till then, bye!
Rolling, 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 rolling.